The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with
me,
Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody.
And we are excited today to announce the fact that the Maryland record book for all big game, whitetail bucks, black bears, and sika stags, a book called Maryland's Finest, came off the press this week, and we picked up copies yesterday, and it is, I say, better than I anticipated.
Yeah.
I say this is a better publication than I anticipated. And the reason it's better is because when you're putting something together like this, when you're assembling it, you really can't see the finished thing. You can look at all the pages and you can, you know, look for errors and things like that. And you can, you know, you kind of know where things are going to go. And when I was reviewing the pages, when everybody was reviewing the pages, we sent this out to our team, and
sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Boy, we got some, you know, team members that focused on scores and ranking, and this guy needs to go there, and this guy needs to be taken out of there and moved to here, and da 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 ba 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 da ba ba, and on and on and on it went, and you know, it was a labor of love because these guys would. It was funny. They all had different things they commented on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one guy said, "Oh, well, you need a period here and an exclamation point there and a question mark there." You know, he was focused on punctuation spelling. The other guy was focused on scores. Some of the other guys were focused on their entries. You know, the measurements that they made with the scores on the deer that they scored, and it was really funny.
But you know what they all had in common?
Dedication.
They all wanted it to be just right.
They all wanted it to be perfect. And it's about as close to perfect as we can get. I mean, there may be some errors in there, but we did everything in our power to avoid it. I mean, lots of sets of eyes looked at this. Okay. So, that being said, this record book is called Maryland's Finest, Whitetail Bucks, Black Bears, and Sika Stags. We call it The Records and the Legacy. It's first edition, published in 2020. But here's what I wanted to say this hour in particular. I wanted to thank our sponsors. We asked members of the hunting community, we asked the retailers to help us publish this book. And we made a sponsor list for, you know, platinum members, gold, silver, and bronze, just like you do with any other event. And we told them what we would do for them to promote them, not only in the book, but outside the book, which this next few minutes is going to be that. So I want to start with our benefactors, Kevin Robeson up in Allegheny County, and Barry Harden, who's also our website, were benefactors. And then our bronze sponsors. And these are folks that you should probably, you know, probably patronize.
No, they should patronize.
Well, they should. I mean, you know, I mean, but some people can't drive.
I know.
Where all our sponsors are, so the local ones. So Eric Twilley was a sponsor. He's very enthusiastic. He has Matrix window tinting, okay? And that's in Del Mar, I believe. Shore United Bank, our bank.
Yes.
Eric Sutton, Shore Taxidermy. John Sagel at J&J Bait up in Frostburg. Herb Gorin, our dentist. General Dentistry in Easton, Herbert A. Gorin, DDS.
And from a dentist's daughter, I'll tell you, he's great.
Yep, does my work. And, you know, he's got more crap in my mouth than, you know, I mean, crowns and bridges. And everything's working just fine. Mike and Helen Katinas, they are the owners of Annie's Paramount Steak and Seafood on Kent Island. And that's where we have some of our meetings and our wedding reception, and we just love Mike. And he's a hunter. He's got his big buck in here. Ken Schrader at Schrader's Hunting in Henderson. Ryan Holt of Driftwood Lawn Care and Landscaping. He's up in Cecil County. Ed Bramble, Jr. of Wolford's Store, Dorchester County. Wolford, Sycadeer headquarters, a place to get a good sandwich if you want. Harold Eby and Dave Clark, they're at Fairview Wildlife Studio, taxidermist in Hagerstown. The Johnson family, Joe Johnson is the owner and his wife, and Joe Johnson the third has a giant whitetail in the book. Big non-typical deer he took with a muzzleloader. 3J's Archery in St. Mary's County, Mechanicsville. Tim and Belinda Stahl from Keystone Sporting Goods in Hagerstown. Those are the bronze sponsors. The silver sponsors include Tim and Becca Hafer at Hafer's Gunsmithing, sponsor on the show, and, you know, just good people from Hagerstown. Dawn and Valerie Cummings have Autumn Sky Outfitters, and that's in Street, Maryland, Harford County. Robert Underwood has European Skullbusters in Glendale. He does the European mounts for whitetails and sick of deer and black bears and wild boars and coyotes and so forth, Robert Underwood. Maryland State Chapter of the Quality Deer Management Association, and Pete Pappas, who's a deer hunter here on Queen Anne's County. He's in there, I think, three times with three of his deer. He kills big deer with crossbow. As far as the gold sponsors, Alan and Robin Ellis, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Dale Gertz with Quality Built Homes in Southern Maryland. Got a lot of developments in Southern Maryland. They sell over 200 homes a year. Mark Southard of Southard Brothers Concrete and Construction in Carroll County. They do some pretty work on driveways and stuff. George Nitzel from G.H. Nitzel, mechanical contractors, plumbing outfitter, what do you call them? Pipe fitters, steam fitters, mm-hmm. You know, that type of thing. From G.H. Nitzel, he's on Pulaski Highway out there in White Marsh. Randy and Brittany Nichols from Battery Warehouse. These are our gold sponsors. Battery Warehouse, George Nitzel, Quality Built Homes, and Southern Brothers Concrete and Construction. And then our platinum sponsor, and we urge everyone to join the Maryland Bow Hunter Society, whether you're a bow hunter or not. They are a statewide organization, conservation-minded, and they do a lot for the bow hunters of Maryland as well. It's Maryland Bow Hunter Society is our platinum sponsor. So wanted to mention all of our sponsors, and we thank you for your indulgence for us to do that, but these are not only just our team members, which I read the first hour, got involved with, you know, putting together all this stuff, but these are the folks that helped underwrite our efforts.
And they believed in the effort, and that's what's nice.
They did believe in the effort. You know, they do. There's no question.
And, you know, we have made fun of it on here. And I'm not saying this just because I was part of the book, okay? This is just the honest truth. I'm not a hunter. With all due respect, I'm not a hunter. inside joke, sorry. And I love it, and I really wanted to be part of it because I love the legacy of hunting. But I love the pictures in there. I love reading the stories. You know, it is so interesting to me because people love doing this. It's like everybody who listens to us, you know. And to read the passion and the love of it and handing it down to your children and teaching it to your children. And it's just been great. And to read the story of Fred Horn, that man is just a very caring man who wanted to make sure that everybody remembered the deer in Maryland.
Yep.
And he's just a special guy. He really is.
His book is dedicated to Fred Horn. No question. So where else will you find in one place, in their own words or from people who interviewed them, the story of the number one typical firearms deer, okay, the Jordan buck from 1974, I think, who had the state record for like 20 years, the number one bow, buck, non-typical buck from Jordan Duhamel. The number two non-typical bow buck from Dale Gertz. And Dale is the owner of Quality Built Home as a sponsor, so he's in the book as well. The number eight non-typical is from Holt Benner. There's a Queen Anne's County buck that was one of the biggest ones we measured in the first year, or second year, was Ed Winchester. He calls it Monster from Queen Anne's County.
That is a gorgeous buck.
Yes, it is. Then we've got Bobby Newton wrote a story about his first deer hunt with his son.
I know. That's what I'm talking about. I just love that stuff.
You know? And then there's a youth non-typical story about a buck that Kai Hanks shot with his muzzleloader in Harford County. There's a story about the number one velvet buck, Jonathan Boyd from St. Mary's County. The number one firearms non-typical, Bill Crutchfield. The top female typical, Megan Weaver. And I just missed one on the table of contents. Charlie Wallace, the number one crossbow buck.
But we have the story in there.
The story's in there. It's not in the table of contents.
As we said, it's being critiqued at all times.
The state record black bear, Cody Jones. The number two black bear, Tyler Minnick. Their stories are in there. The sick of deer, number one firearm sick of deer by Tim Krause. Art Roderick wrote, he killed number four sick of deer with a firearm. It was his first sick of deer. No, he killed a hind before that. But he took this big buck on the same stand where his son shot a 6-point on public land on Blackwater.
Wow.
Father and son, same year. So he wrote a story about that. The number one sick of deer with a bow, Boyd Stewart. The number two sick of deer with a bow, Bob Bartoszewski. The number one crossbow, John Callahan.
That was neat for me because I was actually there when we measured Boyd Stewart. And I think he was the first time I've been present when a state record was found.
Yeah.
And to me, that was just, he was so excited. He was, I mean, his family was there. His kids were there.
Yeah, yeah. William Boyd Stewart, no question. And the deer had been in hiding. He killed it in 2007.
He didn't even bring it with him. He said, can I go home and get my deer?
Yeah. Crazy.
Sure.
Crazy, crazy. So, yes, indeed. Well, you know, our guys have been involved in measuring a lot of these deer. You know, the number one non-typical, the number two non-typical with a bow, number eight, the monster buck, John Boyd, Megan Weaver. We measured a lot of these animals for bucks, bears, and stags, and the stories are in here as well. So if you've never read the real story about the Bill Crutchfield buck from 2007, I think, is when he took it, 2006. That's the largest non-typical white-tailed deer taken on the entire East Coast. Probably, in the country, it's probably in the top five or six, and it was taken right here in Maryland, in southern Maryland. So, you know, there's a lot of good stuff, a lot of good stuff to read in here, so... We just hope you enjoy it. And Bucks, Bears, Stags, the website is bucks-bears-stags. You know, you can always call our contact number, and, you know, if you want to get a copy, we can help you out with that. So we appreciate everybody that's ordered them so far. Like I said, we're going to be mailing. Robin said we're going to be mailing. Well, we started last night packing them up, mailing them out starting today and Monday. We should have most of them done, right?
Yep.
All the pre-orders.
No, by Monday they will be done. I'm going to make sure of it.
You are.
I am. I said I was going to do it, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to have them ready.
Okay.
Look, I did it yesterday. I told you. If I make a promise, I'd make sure it gets done.
All righty then. Mr. Chris, we've kind of ignored you here a little bit this morning.
Anybody, yeah, are we still here?
Is anybody on the line?
No, there's nobody here. I mean, on the line.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah, I'm here, but there's nobody on the line. I would have sent you a message if there was, and I didn't want to interrupt your...
Rant?
Not a rant. You were telling people, you know, the various levels of membership that were involved in the book, and,
yeah,
and I didn't
exactly
want to interrupt that.
No, I appreciate that, but...
Plus,
no,
I had to turn the power up.
Why? Because I was quiet?
No. I mean,
oh, you had to turn the power up.
I had to
up
turn the power up. I had to feed the gerbils.
So we are now running at 50,000 watts.
50,000 watts.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Yep, just a flick of a switch and... Shazam.
There we are. booming into the tri-state area. Now I wish we could boom with some callers. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And while the callers are calling, we will talk about some of our sponsors. How's that? I think we will. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, you know, they've moved from their Brooklyn location to a brand new location, and they're open at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road. Riviera Beach, Curtis Bay, there's that borderline there. That's right where they are on Fort Smallwood Road, 8043. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians and respected around the country. He's done not only national but international seminars on bow tuning. And he is a very well-known shop owner as well. Beginners and diehard bow hunters and athletes and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He has tuned my Bowtech bow and got me shooting very, very tight groups. And very happy with that. And he's recabled and restrung my 10-point crossbow. You know, it's 20 years old, and he restrung it here about 5 years ago. So it's shooting just great. And the bow technician, Corey, man, he's top-notch. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop carries Matthews, including the new VXR, Mission, Bowtech, Diamond, and Hoyt. Crossbows include Raven and 10-point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and your poundage requirements. At the indoor range, they can check your draw and your stance and your release and everything else and correct any problems that you might have, any issues, you know, as far as accurate shooting. They fixed stuff with me. They told me I was torquing my bow, and they fixed it. So, okay, that's great. You know, all the accessories for your bow will be mounted correctly, and they have a full lineup of custom arrows and sights and rests and much more. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point for Wicked Ridge and Horton crossbows. You should stop by and see the new Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. And don't worry, there will be some boxes stacked up there that they haven't got unpacked yet, but they're ready to roll and take care of you. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Their phone number is 410-789-7777, 410-789-7777. Did I talk about Clyde Sports Shop yet? No, I did not, but I sure will. And I'll tell you what I'm going to talk about, if I can find it. Oh, it's on the printer, maybe. Yep, it is. Well, I can do this. I can talk about their crabbing supplies. I can. And their fishing supplies. If you need anything for fishing, Clyde's has it. Bait, tackle, rod and reel repairs, lures for anything, trolling lures, non-offset circle hooks. By the way, striped bass season is closed for the next 2 weeks. Did you know that, right?
No, I didn't. I knew it was closing at some point.
Yeah, the 16th through the 31st. So, you know, the weather's just too hot. They're just trying to cut down on the dead discards. But as far as crabbing is concerned, Captain Don just emailed us and said they're running good. So stop by and check out that Pasadena crab trap, the low profile and the stackable crab traps, the trot lines and supplies, the new baskets and lids, all the accessories, the measures, tongs, gloves, and crab mallets, the crab bait, solid eel and chicken necks, aluminum steamers, and their 5-pound bucket of Clyde's custom seasoning, and all the commercial crab pots for your deck, you know, here for your deck. Is that what it's called? No, your pier. That's what it's called. Your
pier. Dock or pier.
Dock or pier. I said deck.
Mm-hmm.
You can crab off your deck.
Your deck's over water.
Yeah. Is the deck a dock on land, or is a dock a deck on water? Anyway, you can put a crab pot off of it if it's on the water, and you can get them at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. They're open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. No, Bay Country Bakery. See what happened there? We have two sponsors that start with Bay Country.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Bay Country Bakery right now. And Robin is just drooling over wanting to go there today and get their special of the week, which is some kind of chocolate cake with
I got it.
Strawberries or something on it. What's on it?
It is a...
If you live on the shore, folks, it's worth the drive. I don't care where you live on the shore. Go to Cambridge. Stop by at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Look for the big donut on the side of the building. It's a big pink donut with sprinkles on it, and it's like 10 feet tall. You get your picture taken in front of it eating a donut. You know, you get one of those filled donuts.
He's got a picture of me in front of it.
Yeah, get one of those cream-filled or jelly donuts and take a bite out of it, and it's running down your face.
Well, I think you could do that with this, because this is a Black Forest chocolate sour cream cake. It's a delicious chocolate cake dipped in decadent ganache filled with chocolate mousse and topped off with cherry topping. And on top of that, which they didn't mention on here, are these really pretty chocolate curls.
Dave and Gina Lee, they're your host, and they can supply your boat, your camp, your condo with all the donuts and everything you need. And you can give it a sandwich, too, anytime you drive through there. They're open six days? Monday through Saturday from 7 to 1. Pastries and cookies and cakes and pies and breads and donuts, especially at Bay Country Bakery. Think Big Donut when you're driving by. Visit their website, like their Facebook page. If you go there today, you might stop by. You could see Robin there. You know, I just say in the car and hand her money. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. Gotta love it. One more time. Backyard Billy's. Do you know this is the next to the last commercial for Backyard Billy's for this run?
Correct.
Know? Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yes.
Did you ask for Chris?
What?
Yeah, all of a sudden I heard my name. I'm going, yes.
Chris, did you say Chris?
No.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Chris, did you hear her say your name?
Yes, I did.
Maybe you said correct.
I said correct.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow,
yes.
we've got callers.
Oh, well, I better hurry through this Backyard Billy's.
No, give him his...
No, I'm going to give him his 60 seconds. You've put it off long enough, and now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs. And I noticed yesterday that they had beautiful wood grain tables and chairs now, too, finished gorgeously. They await, especially the Adirondack chairs, and you can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. Call about with their next grill demo day. It could be today, where they do grill demonstrations and taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and package deals. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings inside for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Backyard Billy's is who Robin and I selected as our go-to person for our gas fireplace insert. And they did an excellent job at explaining all the features and the installation. So visit BackyardBillies.com, call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. Your backyard's going to look great. Chris, it's up to you, buddy.
Boy, August has been so wet here across Baltimore. And continuing to see some storms on weather radar today, but most of that action is shaping up down across Virginia, where a little summertime cold front has pushed south of Baltimore. 82 degrees are high this afternoon, 67 tonight, just an isolated shower. Isolated shower tomorrow, 77, and mainly dry Monday, Tuesday, mid-80s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
You're special, all right.
We don't take our trips on LSD.
Nope.
We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street.
Boy, it's worse than that now on Main Street.
'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair go long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning still the biggest.
All right, let's get to our callers here. I could listen to Merle all morning. And thank you to Tackle Box Tim for the nice words today. Let's talk to Richard down in Tennessee if he's still with us. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, Al. Morning, Robin.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good. Just kicking back, enjoying that music. I actually have that song on my iPod.
I love that song.
Love that song. Is right.
Yep.
Hey, just calling in, checking in from Tennessee, and I'm actually interested in getting a copy of that book.
Okay.
And how does one go about doing that?
Well, the best way, the easiest way, is to go online and order it. That way we have all your shipping information. It's paid for, and we just send it right out to you.
Okay. And what is it on the Outdoors Radio Show website?
No. You can link to it there. I think there's a link to Bucks, Bears, and
Stags. I have to look. I'm not sure right now.
But it's bucks-bears-stags.com.
Bucks-bears-stags. Okay.
And there's a link on Facebook, too, if you go on Facebook.
Yeah, are you on Facebook, Richard?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Smart man.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the website is bucks-bears-stags.com.
Okay. Well, I'll check that out.
Yeah, I mean, if you Google Bucks, Bears, Stags, you'll find it.
Okay, cool.
Easy.
Yeah. Things are slacking off down here as far as our wildlife sightings. I don't know. Maybe it's just a seasonal thing. Maybe it'll pick back up as fall gets on or whatever. I don't know. But haven't been seeing turkey pretty regular. But
yeah.
Other than that.
The fawns are getting bigger. The does training the fawns, you know, and the bucks are all, they're all hanging together in bachelor groups right now because, you know, their antlers are soft. They're not fighting
right
yet. They're not territorial yet. They're staying away from the does and the fawns. I mean, they'll feed together, no question about that, but primarily the groups are separated as they always do, and this is that time of year. So
yeah, but I'm just saying, just in general.
In general,
we saw yesterday for the first time in a while. Actually, last time I talked to you, which has probably been, I don't know, a month ago, right
after
I got off the phone with you, I looked out back, and there's a beautiful eight-point in velvet. And I haven't seen him since. And then yesterday we saw a smaller eight-point in velvet, like right up near the house.
Yeah.
That was the first buck we've seen in quite a while here. And
wow.
I haven't even been getting a whole lot on my trail cameras. But,
interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. But anyway, I mean, Maryland is, I mean, that's the one thing, I mean, I'm going to miss about Maryland is the deer hunting in Maryland. It is phenomenal. And
it is.
I knew going in that it wasn't going to be as good down here as far as the deer hunting goes, but
right.
The other benefits offset that. But I could still come up to Maryland
sure.
to deer hunt
yeah.
you know, if I wanted to. But yep. Is that DNR ID number you get, is that national? Like, will I have the same number down here?
No, no, you'll have it. No, you'll have a different number in Tennessee.
Oh, a different DNR ID number?
If I don't know what Tennessee's system is, but my DNR ID in Maine, for example, when I see duck hunted up there, is different than the one I have here in Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Your hunter safety education card is universal, but not your DNR ID number.
And you can't apply for a hunting license in Tennessee until you've lived in the state, I think I saw, like 90 days, I think.
Oh, I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, I think Richard and I have talked offline a couple times, and I think it's 90 days. You have to be a Tennessee resident before you can get your license. And then they have all sorts of different packages.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. Normally
yeah.
by now in Maryland, I've got my hunting license.
I've yeah. I ordered mine the other day. I applied for the bear lottery, and I was very pleased to see that I didn't have to pay $24.50, although I wouldn't mind paying $24.50, never have, or more for my general hunting license. I mean, I paid for my muzzleloader stamp, my bow stamp, my predator stamp, federal waterfowl stamp, my hip permit, and my general hunting license was only $5 because I have reached the golden age.
So wow.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
What age is that, 65?
Yeah, 65, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, man, so I'm happy. Anyway,
well
enjoy yourself down there, and when you're there 90 day. Now, do you bow hunt, Richard?
Oh, yeah, I do. That's pretty much all I do is bow and muzzleload.
Yeah.
Even during the rifle season in Maryland, I always took my muzzleloader out.
Yep. Well, now you can use a straight wall cartridge during the shot. If you live in a shotgun county, you can use straight wall rifle cartridges and rifles, of course, for deer in shotgun counties. 45-70, 450 Marlin, 450 Bushmaster, 444, 350. What's it called? Legend. That kind of stuff. That's all. That's
oh, wow.
all. Yeah, that became regulation this year.
Yeah, I do know down here because that, believe it or not, right after your show, and of course I'm on computer now listening to your show,
yeah.
but there's a local station down here that has an outdoors radio show. It's on for 2 hours.
And wow.
It's funny because he says the exact same thing you say, but he says it at the beginning of the show, get out and stay out.
Does he really?
Yes,
that's funny.
He does. I couldn't believe
he
it.
He must have listened to me. He must have copied me. We've been saying that for a long time.
Are you kidding?
That's funny.
You know, it's just all local stuff.
Yeah.
But I
cool.
do know that there's a one-day velvet hunt down here.
One-day velvet
hunt? Firearm, try to get a buck in velvet, you know.
Wow, that's
one
interesting.
Early.
Yeah, interesting.
But I've actually got no desire to do that.
Nah, I wouldn't either. If I'm going to take a velvet buck, I'm going to do it with a bow. So, all right, man. Appreciate the call.
Richard, it's so nice to hear from you.
I'll stay in touch.
All right, thanks, buddy. See you soon.
Nice talking to you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Is Mark still with us?
I'm still here.
How you doing? Thanks for hanging, buddy. Appreciate it.
I'm okay.
Listen, good morning.
Good morning. Two things about the Bible. Number one, did you know that the first baseball game was mentioned in the Bible?
No, I had no idea. When did that happen?
It says in the big inning.
Oh, jeez.
Number two, you know the first cars were mentioned in the Bible.
No, I had no idea the first cars were mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah, it was a Plymouth. God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden in his fury, and it was a Honda. They were up in the upper room in one accord.
Good
morning, John.
Your mother's not going to like this guy.
I bet my mom will crack up.
She would think that was funny.
Have a good one.
Mark, thank you.
You have a wonderful
the
one.
The preacher with a sense of humor. We like it.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Look, by the way, camo preacher out there in West Virginia, he's going to use those from the pulpit this Sunday. I guarantee you.
There you go.
Nah. All right, Mark. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. In the big inning.
I really like that. I think that's funny.
God drove Adam and Eve out of the garden in his fury.
Uh-huh.
First automobile. And they were all in the upper room in one accord, a Honda.
I heard.
I did, too. I'm just repeating it in case, you know, in case Camo Preacher, you know, wants to use it tomorrow morning and doesn't have time to listen to the podcast next week. You know, we don't mention the podcast ever.
I know.
Why is that?
Usually because I run in our mouth and forget.
Yeah.
Well, you've been focused on the book, too.
That's true. But if you want to hear us run our mouth. No, if you want to hear, you can hear us run our mouth anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. There are probably, what, 4 or 5 years of shows on the archives in the podcast? Something like that. The show is podcast. What that means is there's a recording of the show that's made available to the public with all the sponsorship information and everything else. It's all out there online, and it's on the WCBM.com site for a while. And then our guy, our former producer, Bulldog, Brian Tilton, picks it up off the recording called the, what's that called, the skimmer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, picks it up off the skimmer and puts it on the EllisOutdoors.com website, EllisOutdoors.com, and you can get the podcast right there. What do you think?
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, me too. So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So... the answer is yes, John B. I believe you can.
I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
A non-regulated firearm. Being from Maryland, you should not have any problem buying a bolt-action rifle, shotgun, or anything else while you're in Tennessee if you're from Maryland. But you would have issues buying a regulated firearm like an AR or a pistol because Maryland regulations trump Tennessee regulations. Unless you live there permanently. So.
And speaking of regulations, have you heard what a recent judge said in reference to...
I did.
Yes.
I did. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
Limited magazine capacity in California has been overturned by a court. So... the law is no longer in effect to limit your magazine capacity for your firearm.
That's right, because I think in Maryland it topped out at 10.
Correct.
So, not anymore.
Well, now that's California.
Yeah, but see, what usually happens in California slowly makes its way across the United States. And the fact that a precedent has been overturned.
Exactly. And I agree with you, and I think it should be, and who knows if it will be, if they have to go to court, okay? The General Assembly will not overturn it. But if they have to go to court and a judge rules it so, then it will be so. But here's the deal. I'm glad you brought that up, because laws limiting handguns and firearms and regulated firearms and ammunition and things like that are out there. Bloomberg's organization has an entire agenda and an entire cornucopia of these types of sample laws, you know, like some of the ones that were floated here in Maryland. And they're just basically testing the waters. They find members of the legislature. And they, you know, they make campaign contributions to sponsor legislation, and they run these sample laws to try and make them established in one state. And if it gets established in Maryland, then they can go to New Jersey and say, "Hey, look what Maryland did. They thought it was a good idea." And then when New Jersey tries it and it fails or it passes, and you know, then somebody can say, you know, in Illinois, hey, look what New Jersey and Maryland did. You know, we ought to do this. This is a great idea. This is how these laws are propagated across the country. All these anti-Second Amendment laws. Somebody thinks them up. They get somebody in some General Assembly to do it somewhere in the country. If it passes, then they've set a precedent just like you said. So that's how it works. Any callers on the line, Chris? Chris has left us.
He's probably answering a caller.
He's answering.
Did you get that picture I sent you like 3 o'clock this morning?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
Big fish.
Big fish? Oh, that big giant.
Grouper.
Big, no, it was a Alaskan halibut.
I thought it was a grouper.
I don't know. Look again. I'm sorry. You might have been a grouper. Hey, you know what? You know who we didn't talk about the first hour?
What?
And it was on the list, and I just missed it.
Sorry.
Albright's Gun Shop. Guns wanted. That's right. Guns are wanted. Any make, any model, any age, any condition at Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland. They want your guns. And not for any nefarious purposes. They want to make you money on them. If you have a single gun or an entire collection to consider, call Albright's Gun Shop at 410-820-8811. You know, I've been dealing with Larry Albright and the whole crew there at Albright's Gun Shop over 25 of their 37 years at least. I know these guys, and I wouldn't hesitate to call Albright's at 410-820-8811 if I had a gun to sell or to consign. You can trust them, period. Albright's Gun Shop is also a Cesar Guarini elite dealer. You can call or stop by Albright's to make an appointment and visit the Cesar Guarini factory and select your firearm. This offer is for Siren and Fabarm firearms as well. Albright's carries Beretta and Benelli and other firearms for every budget, both new and pre-owned. And now Albright's has expanded their muzzle-loading department with muzzle-loading firearms, Thompson Center, and accessories, as well as an in-house expert, Chuck Walker, to expand your deer season. Stop by 36 East Dover Street in Easton, across from the Tidewater Inn, to visit this landmark gun shop. Online, it's albrightsgunshop.com. Or call 410-820-8811 today for Albright's Gun Shop. Now, let me say one more thing. Chuck Walker wrote an article about muzzleloaders for youth, and he specializes in customizing muzzleloaders with 16-inch barrels, which cuts 2 pounds off the weight, with reduced loads, with reduced bullet sizes, and all of that cuts down on recoil, for the youngsters. And it's a great article coming up in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly in the next issue. That should be online early next week and on the street late next week. So check that out. And I'll tell you, if you have a youngster, 8, 10 years old, and you want to get him out muzzleloader hunting, call Albright's and ask for Chuck at 820-8811 and have him talk to you about youth muzzleloaders. Nothing like it out there. I mean, there's some shortened stocks and things like that, but nothing like these firearms that that are done at Albright's Gun Shop. Just wanted to throw that out there. Who's on the line, Chris?
Carl.
Carl's on the line. Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Listen, Miss Robin, how are you guys today?
Hey,
doing
Carl.
Great.
How you doing?
I've been busy.
Good.
Work,
so what's
work,
up?
Work, you know.
Yep.
But, no, I was just calling because on my 30th birthday back in July, I bought myself one of them straight-walled cartridge guns.
Oh, did you? What'd you get?
I got me a 350 Legend.
350 Legend. And what model did you buy? The Ruger, the Savage?
The Savage Airs. Axis, excuse me, not Airs. I apologize.
Savage Axis, yeah. That's a fine gun. I mean, I like Savage. No question about it. It's a good deal.
Yeah, that's what majority of the guns I own is Savage Arms, so I kept it true to what I like.
Sure. Did you put a good scope on it?
Yep, it came with a scope and all. I already had bought ammo for it. I'm just waiting for it to go to the range.
Go to the range. That's good, man. That's good. I mean, let me know how it shoots. Now, keep in mind, these straight-wall cartridges are being made legal for shotgun counties. That doesn't mean you're going to kill a deer at 400 yards.
Oh, heck no. I would never even take a shot that far. It's unethical in my book.
Well, I agree with you, but see, a lot of people think rifle, so they think long range. They're going to take a shot across a field or something like that. Your effective range on that gun is outside 200 yards at the outside. You're not going to be – I mean, look, if you shoot it in like 2 inches high at 100, you're going to be dead on at 150, but you're going to be like a foot low at 200. I'm just throwing numbers out there that I know. Okay. I mean, it's a parabola. I mean, it's not a straight line like a 270 or a 6.5 Creedmoor, or, you know, 222.
Exactly.
Or, you know, it's a loop, you know, like a basketball shot from midcourt. So, you know, that's serious. I mean, it is. It has a trajectory. It has a trajectory very similar to like a 20 gauge shotgun or a muzzleloader. So you can't stretch the barrel and make it shoot. You can't make a 150 yard gun shoot 300 yards. You just can't.
Right.
You know, it's not fair to the animal. You know, because how far do you hold over at 300 yards with a 350 Legend or a 444 or a 4570? I mean, in battle, you know, if you're shooting at the enemy with a 4570 and you're lobbing them out there, you can lob them out there all day long. You might hit something and you might not. You might take off a leg, but you might hit somebody in the head. But you don't want to do that in a hunting situation.
Nope. I've been down that road, learned my lesson.
Learned your lesson.
Yeah, don't like wasting ammo. It's a little pricey now that I got to pay for it myself.
Nah.
Dad or mom.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm very picky about my shot placements anymore when it comes to deer, because I like eating them, and right now my freezer's got a back strap and a tenderloin in it, so it ain't doing me any good right now.
Right.
Anxious for the gun season. Well, not the gun season, the deer season in general. I'm back to public land this year because my landowner moved to Georgia on me.
Oh, man. You know, that happens, you know. So
it's part of life. You go on.
Yep.
I'll find something again one day. If not, ain't nothing wrong with our public land. We got enough of it in this state. So
I'll tell you something.
Can't we complain.
there's public land that's underhunted. There's deer on public land that have never seen a human other than a farmer on a tractor. I'm telling you, there's some incredible public land in Maryland. You know?
Yeah, my favorite go-to has been Millington, but me and my cousin over to turkey season and this off-season have been scoping out a couple of other pieces that are where you got to have that central permit and all that. And we're already gung-ho for it. I'm supposed to be buying my license either today when I get off work or next Friday. So I'm going to get all my P's and Q's and all that.
All right, buddy. Well, you do that. And nice talking to you, Carl. Happy 30th birthday.
Carl, you have a great day.
You too.
Right,
I got to get through my hopefully short hours of work here, but otherwise, you guys get out, enjoy the day, and I'll talk to you guys in the near future.
All right,
you
Carl,
enjoy
thanks.
Work until you get out of there.
Yeah, enjoy work. That's an oxymoron.
Yeah,
all right,
maybe.
All right, Carl. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Stay
safe.
Yep. All right, folks, final commercial for Backyard Billies for this run, and they'll be back in a few weeks. I'm not too worried about that. So, hey, you've put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Backyard Billies is our go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly resin outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, and especially those Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and pool houses and storage sheds invite you to the backyard of Backyard Billy's. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. And when you go inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. And some Saturdays are grill demo days from 10 till 2 with taste testing, pro tips, giveaways, and grill package deals. So call them up ahead of time, 410-827-4500, to find out if they're going to have a grill demo day on Saturdays. Now you can browse the great-looking garden decorations and fire rings for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert, and they did a great job, no question, did the installation. Visit BackyardBillies.com, call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500 for Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great.
You got a caller.
I know.
I didn't know if you knew. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Stanley. But I got to get these commercials in, sweetie pie. So what was that?
Probably Stan.
Did Stan hang up? I hope not. Well, I can say this. If you're going fishing or crabbing, go to Clyde Sports Shop. You heard me expand on all the details. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Stop by. They've got everything you need for fishing and hunting and gunsmithing and rod and reel repair and licenses. And that's, you know, for over 60-some years, that's been the go-to place in Maryland for bait and tackle. Chris, do we have a...
Yeah, we got Stanley back.
All right, thanks. Stanley, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Alan, it's just about Bay Country Donut. If I'm coming across the bridge, is it on the left hand? I'm going towards the ocean. Is it on the left-hand side or the right-hand side?
It's on the right-hand side.
Okay, it's okay. And then one other question. Can I hunt deer in Maryland with a 223?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good, very good. Now, I understand that helping the deer to get rid of some of the deer population helps the deer. How many black bears do they kill, are they allowed to kill in Maryland? And does this help the bear population?
Yes, it does. It does that, and it keeps the social carrying capacity of the bears under control. They are issuing 900 permits this year. They will probably take 100 to 150 bears.
Okay, good. As long as it's helpful, the beautiful bear. And
here's what it helps. It helps the really robust bear population, but it cuts down on bear human interactions, including traffic accidents, and you know, garbage can raiding, and hibernating under the deck, and that kind of stuff. So it helps with that kind of stuff as far as troublesome bears.
Very good. And one other question. Out of James Island State Park in Crestfield, are they catching any sea trout at the puppy hole? And
Yes.
Black? Okay, very good.
All right.
All right, Alan. Thank you.
Stanley.
Have a great day.